Welcome to Confessions of a Sales Pro. My very special guest this week is a gentleman by the name of Mark Carpenter, CEO, Mindset Strategic Leadership in Salt Lake City, Utah. Mark is a serial storyteller. He teaches people how to lead intentionally by telling stories that teach, lead, sell, and inspire. He is the co-creator of the best-selling book and workshop, Master Storytelling, How to Turn Your Experiences into Stories That Teach, Lead, and Inspire. When Mark's not training, speaking, coaching, or creating new content, he's enjoying the beautiful mountains near his home in Utah, playing piano, and I love this one, bragging about his grandchildren and writing children's books. Mark, thanks for taking the time and welcome to the podcast today.
Ian, I love being here with you. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me.
It's great. I know you're busy, and you're busy not just with work, but with a new grandchild. Welcome to your family, which is awesome. So thanks on behalf of the listeners before we jump in and taking the time and spending some time with us today. It's amazing. So something I'm fascinated about you is this whole, there's a framework, there's a way to do storytelling properly. And I've been doing it in my business for years, but just sort of as an example. But the fact that there's a better way to do this, a more powerful, why are stories, Mark, so powerful and impactful for leaders today?
You know, Ian, I had the same experience in my life where I used stories all the time and I knew they were impactful. But it wasn't until my wife kind of nudged me to write a book about how they work and why that I got a little more intentional about it and started looking into it and saying, okay, well, yeah, why does this work so well? And there's some pretty just logical reasons. And there's also some pretty scientific reasons that I won't geek out too much on the science here. But really, storytelling is the way that we connect as people. And think of it from a leadership perspective. What is your role as a leader? It's to help your people succeed. And in order to do that, you need to be able to connect with your people. I think we're past the days when we can say, well, as a leader, I'll just command and control and people will do what I tell them to. Today, I think you do that. People say, I'll just go start my own gig. I'll go drive Uber for a while or something. But they'll do something else and you'll lose them. Storytelling is a way to connect hearts and minds of people. And it's kind of logical that that works because we know the stories engage us. But there's been a lot of brain science done around that as well to show why it works. And it really has to do with how our brain processes information and some chemical changes that happen within our brains during when we hear a well-told story. But story, you know, as we get new information, our brains will process it through the memory center of our brain, which is connected to our emotions. And that's kind of where our stories reside. And data will go through kind of the processing part of your brain. But if you want to get deep into people's brains, to tell them a story, because that's how we connect as people. And that's really how we make sense of the world.
Makes so much sense to me. I love how there's an actual scientific element to this, other than just, you know, kind of think it's a good way to tell the stories and maybe like, but the fact that you've done the research, I love what you also said, Mark, about connecting with people. What leader, they all have to connect with their people, because you're right. It's a transient work world these days. People won't hang around if they don't feel that sense of belonging and connection with who's leading them. And it's about the hearts and mind. I love how you touched on the emotional side of the brain. Always been so curious about that. And so some people go, yeah, it makes sense. I try to do it. But then, you know, why don't people use storytelling as a leader and a sales skill, Mark? Like, if it works, why aren't we using it more?
I think a lot of times we just don't think of it. We think that, okay, I'm a serious leader. I'm a serious sales professional. I just need to give information, facts and figures and information. And that's going to persuade and compel them to take the action that I want them to take or to understand what I want them to understand. And I think we just don't see storytelling as an impactful skill. And so I'll kind of tie back to what we were just talking about in terms of some of the science around it too. One of the great pieces of research that I love to point to was a study where they took three groups of graduate students And they gave one group a set of information just in the data, just in the information. Another group, they gave them the information, but they showed them colorful charts and graphs to emphasize it. And the third group, they gave them the information in the form of a story. Now, there's a couple of surprising things that came out to me in this study. There are a couple of things not surprising, but one of the surprising things was that those first two groups that got it in data and then got it with charts, there was no measurable difference in how well they remembered the information or how much of the information they remembered. I thought the charts would make a difference, but their study showed that it really didn't make that much difference. But they found the people that got it in the form of a story remembered more of the information, remembered it more accurately, and this was the part that really jumped out to me. They found the information more compelling. They found it more credible than just getting it in data. We have this idea that if we just give people enough data and facts and features and benefits, that's going to be compelling to them, but actually telling them the story of how it relates to them is going to be more compelling and more credible to the listeners. And so keeping those things in mind, I think that's what prompts people to use storytelling a little bit more in leadership and in sales, is to understand that this is how people connect, not just to you, but also to the product and service that you're providing.
I love how you frame that. I mean, it's truly about that. And I get how storytelling and sales works. I mean, by talking about another customer and what it's done for them and how they're before, they're after, the journey they went through, that puts it into a story context. And people can you know, connect to that better than just looking at the data. Okay, our sales will be up 12%. Our costs will be down 7%. That's just fact. There's no story there. And I'm sure many of our listeners, okay, I'm going to start to tell better stories. Maybe we could tell them, you know, what not to do. What mistakes, Mark, do people make when telling stories themselves?
Yeah, and I think one of the big ones goes to understanding your audience and really knowing who you're talking to. And going in with an intent. So it's not just a story to tell a story to entertain, to just engage somebody. But there's a purpose. There's a lesson learned. And understanding your audience and understanding how that relates to them can be really important. I was thinking about this a little bit earlier, but a lot of times we use stories to help people understand new concepts. But you have to understand your audience to be able to do it. Think way back in your early elementary school time when they were teaching you fractions in math. Well, one of the ways that they would teach fractions, I remember, is they'd show you a pie. Say, okay, well, I've got this pie. Well, I cut it into four pieces. Now there's four pieces of it, and one of those is 1/4. That's a fraction. And I was thinking, that's a great analogy if you understand what pie is. But if you took somebody out in, let's say, sub-Saharan Africa, who's never seen a pie before, who's never had anything like that before, that concept's not going to make sense to them at all. That story is not going to help them. And so you have to understand where your audience is, who these people are. You use the example of, you know, tell the experience of another customer that made this journey with your product or service. But you have to make sure that customer is close enough to the one that you're talking to in relatability, that they'll be able to follow through on it. They'll be able to follow and understand that, and it'll relate to them. So sometimes we jump too quickly into a story, particularly in a sales situation, without deeply understanding who our audience is first. And so that's the first thing I get to, is really understand your audience and go in with the intent of what you really want them to understand at the end of the story.
I'm hearing you say this loud and clear, Mark. It's about them. Know your audience.
Yeah.
Who are they? What, to them. So don't, like, if you're, when in Rome, right, be a Roman. Like, it's that type of thing. It's understand their world, their issues, their goals, their visions, their dreams, and tell a story that relates to that, not your favorite story to tell to anyone, right? So it's about tailoring the stories to resonate with the people that are in front of you.
Yeah, if I could follow on that just a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, please.
You,
please.
You made the statement of when in Rome. If you read the New Testament in the Bible, okay, and you read Paul's epistles or Paul's teachings to people, he talks to different people in different ways. He will talk to people with a Jewish background by giving them kind of Jewish history and position himself as one of them. But he talked to the Roman people as if he was one of them. And so it's making that relatability that's super important in connecting people to the concepts that you're trying to get across. He was trying to get across the same concepts to both those different audiences, but he approached it very differently with those different audiences.
Mm. So tailoring the content to speak to the hearts and minds of who are the people that you're speaking to. I love the notion of this. It's not one size fits all, right? And that's an important thing for our listeners to note on. Mark.
Yeah, and you made another real important point there. If I can get in on this one too, that the story is not about you as the storyteller. And sometimes that's hard to get past because, well, it's my experience that I'm turning into this story, or I'm the one that lived this experience, so it's about me. No, and it's not even always about the other person. It's about the message, it's about the lesson that you're trying to get across. It's about the point that you're trying to make and what we learn from that story. And so that if you can make the lesson the hero of the story and put it in a way that the other person connects to it, it's interesting, they'll feel like they're going to be the hero of their own story, even though they weren't necessarily in that story. But it's the lesson, in my mind, that really becomes the hero of the story.
I love how you said that, Mark. That's a t-shirt. The lesson is the hero, not the storyteller or potentially even the audience. But it's the message, the lesson, the learning you're trying to give people. So there's probably people that are good at this. Just, you know, based on their DNA, their experience, their nature. And there's probably people that have challenges. So what do you say, Mark, to people who claim they're not a natural storyteller or this is a skill that they just can't develop? What would you say to those folks?
So I'm gonna put this back on you for just a second, Ian. And I'm going to ask you another question. Do you feel like you are a natural podcaster?
At first, I would have to say episode 1 to 10, where by comparison, this is now episode 159, by comparison, I was a terrible podcaster when I started. I must admit that, but through time, it's like anything, it develops, right? It gets better as you go. You learn as you run. You walk and then you run.
And now you've just answered your own question. Because that's the point that I was trying to make. Anything we do, we only get better at it by doing it. And it takes time. And maybe you already had some skills as a podcast host, as an interviewer, but you only develop those fully over time by actually doing it. And so storytelling is a skill like any other skill. So any of your listeners who are worried about that, about, it's just not natural for me, it's not something that I do naturally, think of anything else that you've done in your life that was a struggle for you at first and think about what steps you took to get better at that. And it was probably learn about it. Learn what are the steps. Learn from the experts. Learn what the natural way to do this is. But then you can't just sit and think about it. You have to actually practice it. I share this experience in the book. I had a dream one night, and I'll lead into this by saying I have just like historically bad knees. My knees are always giving me pain. And in this dream, I was working out and I was doing these squats and I didn't have any pain in my knees at all. And I was so strong and I felt so good. And I woke up, and do you think I was any stronger because of that? No, because I just dreamt about it. The only way I'm going to get stronger is by actually going to the gym and doing it. And it's the same thing with storytelling. You can think about it. You can talk to other people about it. But the only way you get better at it is by practicing it, getting some feedback, maybe even having some pain as you go through it because you're going to stumble with it, and then just getting better over time. It's about the reps. It's about repetition and about doing it more and more, getting some guidance. That's how you get better, just like any other skill.
It makes me think, Mark, of my golf, right? If some of our listeners, I'm sure, play golf. Or chase a white ball around for 4 or 5 hours. Maybe that is more resemblance to what it looks like for some of us. But if you play golf once a year at the annual company tournament or, you know, your neighborhood barbecue golf tournament, and you don't break 100, don't be mad at yourself. You're not committed enough to it. I mean, you're going to get better at golf if you play 2-3 times a week. Then your handicap's going to get better. It's same what Mark's talking about here, folks. It's the same with storytelling. If you just think about it, dream about it, and don't actually get up and do it and critique and get, coached on it and hold yourself accountable to improvement, you'll never get good at it. So, you got to get on the horse to be able to ride a horse. You can't just look at them all day. Oh, that's for sure.
Wonderful.
So Mark, I'm sure there's a lot of people, right, that they're thinking about, how interesting am I? What story, what could I tell that would resonate with this audience? So where do you find stories to tell if you think you're living a fairly ordinary run of the day life of yours? And where are you going to get your great stories to tell if that's your case?
Well, my simple answer to that is everywhere. If you just look for them, because really it's a matter of looking for them. A few weeks ago, I was fighting through an illness, and I remember sitting there just not even being able to do much of anything because I felt so lousy and thinking, okay, what's the story that's in this? What's the story that's in this sickness that's going on right now? And one of the stories that I came out of it with, or one of the lessons that I came out of that with, was it's hard to see where you're going when you're in the middle. I can look back at being sick and going, that wasn't that tragic. But in the middle of it, it was just so frustrating, so aggravating. And we run into that in business all the time. When they're in the middle of a challenge, it always seems harder than looking back at it. So it's a matter of getting through. But here's the tip that I always give people who struggle to find stories. Two tips, really. First is look. Just start paying attention and looking for things. And look for those moments where you have an emotional reaction to something. Any kind of emotional reaction. And so it could be joy. It could be fear. It could be frustration. It could be anger. It could be sorrow. Anytime you have an emotional reaction to something, there is likely a lesson embedded in that experience that you could turn into a story to teach, lead, sell, and inspire. And so look for those moments. I was just yesterday on with a sales team who have been coaching through doing some more storytelling within their sales. And I had a couple of them just share some examples. They came up with these great examples, and they were all moments when they were afraid they were going to lose a client, or they were frustrated by a way a client was acting in a relationship with them. And as they looked back on it, they went, oh, here's the lesson. Here's what we learned from that. And they're able to share these as stories with other account representatives that they can learn better how to deal with difficult situations. And so as long as you're looking for them, you will find those moments you have an emotional reaction to. And those are great moments to find lessons to teach, lead, sell, and inspire. Look for those as the foundation of your story.
I love how you framed that. Pay attention. Don't just, have the blinders on, get on the treadmill and run through your day. Pay attention. The journey is the reward. Look for things. Keep your eyes open, your heart open. And the emotional part to that, Mark, is wonderful. Find those emotional reaction points. So less about our brain, more about our feeling. What is it? How does something make us feel? Positive or negative? But pay attention, because there's likely great content there. Mark, you've given some wonderful tips and wisdom to our listeners today. Before we let you go, how do our listeners best reach out to get a hold of you, find out more about your services, or get their hands on one of your books? How could they best do that?
First place to start would be our website, which is master-storytelling.com. You have to have that little dash between master and storytelling, and then .com to get to us. We've got some free offerings on that page, including a little document we call the Story Catcher, which kind of guides you through what we were just talking about. How do you look for those moments, and then how do you turn those moments into effective stories to teach, lead, sell, and inspire? I'd also encourage you to check out our Master Storytelling Workshop. We do it in 3 95-minute virtual sessions, and we also will come into your organizations and do it on a team basis where we can customize it to specific things that you're looking at. So look for that. There's more information on that on the website. The book Master Storytelling, with the subtitle How to Turn Your Experiences into Stories That Teach, Lead, and Inspire is available in all formats on Amazon. So you can get a hardback, a paperback, an ebook, and if you're willing to listen to the sound of my voice for 2 hours and 43 minutes, you can get the audiobook, because I've read the audiobook. So look at us in all those formats. You can also find me on LinkedIn. So look for Mark Carpenter, and you can look for Salt Lake City area, and look for Master Storytelling in the image, and you'll find the right one. But happy to connect with anybody who has questions about storytelling, has things that they want to be coached on. We'll help any way you can. My goal is to create a world where we're connecting with people better, and particularly in our leadership roles, leading more like people. And storytelling is one path to be able to lead more like a human. And that's my goal, is to have leadership where we're leading more like people.
Wonderfully said, my friend. Again, my very special guest this week, Mark Carpenter, CEO of Mindset Strategic Leadership in Salt Lake City, Utah, author of the book, Master Storytelling, How to Turn Your Experiences into Stories That Teach, Lead, and Inspire. Mark, on behalf of our listeners today, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your knowledge with us.
Ian, it's been my pleasure talking with you. Thank you, and keep up your great work.
And thank you all for listening to Confessions of a Sales Pro.
If you have found this episode informative and helpful, we would be honored and appreciative if you would share this podcast with other great salespeople like yourself. And we look forward to you joining us for all new episodes weekly, every Thursday. Please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. If you'd like us to help you grow your sales commissions, visit us at salesmentoryou.com. Confessions of a Sales Pro. Less sins, more wins. With Ian Selby.